Bez Hashem continue with Shin 113, Mishnah Soifim Oizayin. And the Mishnah Soifim says, with regards to the Oizayin, Oizayin Sarich Lizor, to be careful, Shloi Tehei Raglo Arucha. You don't want the leg to be too long. Shloi Yitzdame Lenun Pshuta. You don't want it to look like an end nun. Mitiposa De Kriya Satinuk. And you don't want the child to read it incorrectly because the line is too long. Therefore, the leg of the line of the Zayin should not be longer than two kolmesim, meaning two strokes of the quill, the width of two strokes of the quill. Now, the line should be centered, the line that goes down the head of the Zion should be centered in the middle, as opposed to the right side, because if it's on the right side, it'll look more like a Vav. The Sharatzian adds, Zumashi Kosav, Beis Yosef, B'Shem, Beis Shmuel, B'Bnei HaSoid, Efsher, Le'inyon Shloyite, Letzad Echod, Yosef, Miletzad Chaveroi. So, the Sharatzian is adding that it shouldn't be off-centered. Once we say in the center, meaning it shouldn't be more to the right or more to the left, Mshimamish in the middle. He says further in Ois Zayin, the Mishnah Sofim, Yeh Meruba V'Gimel Tagen Al Roisha. It should be squared. In other words, the head of the Zayin should look like a box, like a square. And the tagin should be in the center, in the middle. V'ragla tiyeh pashut, v'tachtel v'loy shavura. And the leg of the Zion should be straight down. It should not be severed or broken at any part going down. Then he says that some make the Zion with a little width in the middle. V'yesh o'is na'kav v'tachtel dak b'yitziyot. It's narrow, it's thin, when it comes right below the head of the Zion. And then it gets thicker as it goes through the body of the line of the Zion, until it gets once again narrow, until it gets narrow at the end. Concludes the Mishnah Sofim over here, v'niskatsro haregel mizayin, dina kemoi shekosavnu bo'izvov. Now, if it gets too small, if the Oizayin is too small, it's like we said earlier in regards to the letter Vav, which is really the picture above, that I'm going to read those words. Im regel havav kotzer. Im ein bay rak kimola yud is possible. So what do we say by the Oizvav? That if it only has a leg of the width of a yud, it looks like a yud, it's going to be possible. So the same halach is over here. That if a mamish only looks like a yud, the length of the leg is like a yud, it's going to be possible. So he says further, v'ashe prima godem mitzadeh lohokil b'zeh d'day im nisho meharegel kimoli ois yud. Even though the prima godem is lenient, that it's sufficient to have the leg the size of the length of a yud. However, the derechayim shari Ephraim sosma k'shulchan aruch v'koshikim heru letinek v'loy koru l'zayin. So even more so, even though he says, even more so, you have the Shari Ephraim and the Der Chaim and the Paschal like the Shulchan Aruch, and if you show it to a child and he does not read it like a Zion, Vade in Lahog Bazeh, you cannot be lenient. Venir da filo tikkun le mahani bazeh, betulam mezuzas mishum shalach decision. And will not help to add a little line to make it a little longer by tefillin and mezuzas because it's going out of order. We continue now with Ois Ches. Now, Ois Ches has really the tzura of two Zions together. So it's interesting how Zion precedes Ois Ches, and Ches is made primarily of two Zions with a carrot, like a little upside down, stretched out V on the top as a roof, connecting the two Zions together. Ois Ches, tiyeh shtei ragleo, kiptunas shnei Zionin. The Ois Ches, both legs on the right and left, should look like a Zion. If a Zion shevet tzad yamin, and the Zion on the right side, it's appropriate to make it a little rounded. The top right of the head of the Zion should be rounded off, and the Zion should be the one Zion for the next Zion should be distant from each other the thickness of a kulmus, the thickness of the quill. And it should be connected with this carrot, this chatoy teres, like an upside down V. Umakol ukimin tagodol, and a stick should be coming out on the left side of the left Zion. The left side of the left Zion. So you have a Zion on the right, a Zion on the left. The left side, flush to the end of the Zion on the top, should be this mako, like a tag coming out. You should be careful not to make the gag of the ches too wide. If you did do this, it is going to be possible. Ve'ino taken b'tfilo mezuzas, I cannot fix it by tfilo mezuzas because you're going out of order. So he explains, when is it a problem? If you extend this chatoy teres, this gag, the roof of the ches, too much, she'osa be'zeinim v'gag rochav d'zeh lo yehavi kimin chatoy teres, it's not like a chatoy teres, it's not like a roof, shumashupa, and it's too slanted. Alim also ha'ches kedas Rashi. Now, if a person makes a ches like Rashi, what's Rashi's ches? Rashi's ches is similar to our ches. When we say our ches, meaning it's like a regular ches that has a roof. The hainu ches pshuto b'loi chatoy teres, without this like carrot on top, without the upside down V, shal gago afilu im herich harbe kishar kosher b'dievid af b'sheinim ruba. And even if you lengthen this Rashi opinion ches, it's still going to be kosher. He says further, im osa haches kitmunas shnei vavim. If you make the ches looking like two vavs, in other words, instead of two zayins, oy, like a dalet and a vav, or like a dalet and a zayin and a chatei teres on top, in all these scenarios, two vavs, a dalet and a vav, a dalet and a zayin, it's kosher with yevid, sheri lo nishtansa, letzuras ois acher alideiz, because it doesn't look like a different letter. Alavistam, em nimsa ches shetmunosoi hayin kedalet v'zayin. But if you did write a ches, it looks like it's a dalet and a zayin. I'm sorry, the word is avo b'sefer Torah, not b'stam. Avo b'sefer Torah, im nimtza ches b'shetmunosa yehoya k'dalet v'zayin. But in a sefer Torah, if you write a ches that looks like it's a dalet and a zayin, or two vavs, av she'en lo hoitzi acheres mishmuzeh mikomokom b'chol gavni tzorich l'sakin ois. If you're reading this like this, and you find in the Sefer Torah a ches with a dalet and a zayin, or two vavs, even though you don't have to take it a new one, but if it's during the week, it should definitely be fixed. If it's possible to scrape away the extra part of the top of the dalet, because the dalet meaning has an extended roof, and then it look like a regular zayin, and the chatoy teres will remain in its place. You look in the picture, I'll send you, look in the picture number 10, that's what we're discussing here. The chatoy teres shloi nasis be'emso hadalid, and the chatoy teres will be in the middle of a dalid, and not at the end. Yigra min hadalid b'mitzosei asher tase k'moy zayin. Then you should scrape away the top left of the dalet, and now it looks like you have two zayins with the chateres on top. However, if the chateres was written on the left side of the dalet, top of the gag of the dalet, and now you're scraping away that top of the gag of the dalet, so now it's not connected. So he says in that case it should be kosher without fixing it, because you can't scrape away the top of the dalet. If you scrape away the top of the dalet, then you have to write more. If you're writing more, that's going out of order. Why do you have to write more? Because the carrot, the top chatoy teres, is not touching the right side of the Zion, as you see in picture number 11. V'da, oid, debidyevid, im osol ha'ches, makal levad, is kosher. If you made through the ches, like a Rashi ches, just a stick on top, that is kosher. a chatur teres avad, or if you just make a chatur teres avad without the makol, it's also kosher. Kiveger, masik b'chidush da'afilu nechso haches achatur teres v'gam a makol shahaya ches pshuta kicheson shalonu kosher b'diavad. Kiveger is even more makol that if a person makes a ches, the way we make ches is like when you write a regular print ches to somebody. You make a ches like this without any chatur teres, without any makol, but the avid still kosher rak. If eshle sakin the kal, if it's possible to fix it easily, lazis la makol yasa la davi kich lechatchila. It's not a problem of going out of order because you already have the tzura of the ois. It's easy to, if it's possible to fix it, then he says one should make sure to fix it. Says further, in nisag yerach a ches, if the right leg, for example, of the ches is too short, and you only have the size of a yud on the right side of the ches. That's sufficient, whether it's the right leg that only has the size of a ches, of a yud, or the left side that only has the size of a yud. Just to finish here, ois ches, he says, imachate teres, on the next page, if the carrot, the top chatei teres, is not connecting to the two zayins, but it wasn't explicitly visible. It's not so clearly visible. You could fix it, even by tefillin mezuzos, like a sidron, and it's not called going out of order. But if it was very clearly visible that the chatei teres is not touching the two zayins, so it's possible. If nifrod rak mitzad echot hachatei teres meaches efshad yishlokol zaken afilu nikur lehedya. The Mishnah Sefer brings and the Be'er Halacha clarifies as well that if there is a one side is missing the connection. One side is missing the connection to the zayins, which create the ches. If one side, only one side is missing, then there is room to be makel. There's room to be makel. Mitzvah Hashem, next share, we'll continue with ois tes and yud.